sleep makes you better at work, play, and school. Purchase a select Beauty Rest mattress at the Beauty Rest Back to School Savings event and make your bed a smart bed for just $99 with a Beauty Rest Sleep Tracker Monitor. It's designed to help you monitor your sleep, understand your sleep, and fix your sleep. Beauty Rest Back to School Savings. Find a retailer at beautyrestretailers.com. Get your Beauty Rest at Kloss Furniture in O'Fallon or Mattress Market in Troy.
KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is available at a $5 fill-up for a limited time. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFC's. Tax extra.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
ooh, push that button.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, people.
Good afternoon.
No, I'm not. I'm talking to the people out listening.
Yes. In Radio Land?
Yeah, I've already spoken to you.
Did you see CBS Sunday Morning this past Sunday?
I did not, and I usually watch it. I'm sure I recorded it.
They have an interview with Willie Nelson. I think it's an older interview.
Was it on the bus?
I don't think so. No, it wasn't on the bus.
Because I saw one a couple of years ago that was fantastic.
Yeah.
So you don't know if it was current or...
I don't know if it was current or
but
not.
I bet it was interesting.
But, oh,
these are really interesting.
I love when they interview Willie Nelson. He is...
Do you love him?
Well, yeah.
Won't you marry him?
Well, I would, but I think he's already married.
A few times, I believe.
Yeah, about four or five times.
No, I like Willie. I wish I had... Wouldn't that be great when people talk about freedom and do whatever you want? Whatever, there's a guy in Jimmy Buffett who, to me, and I'm sure they got some, they got their problems, but boy, you talk about you live life your way.
Yeah.
Willie. And they go, well, by the way, Willie, you owe us $17 million, the IRS. And he didn't lose his mind. He just went, well, I guess I'll have to do a few more concerts.
Yeah.
That was sounded just like him, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go out on the road and do more. He didn't. He paid the whole thing off.
Yeah, he worked out a deal with the IRS.
But how great to be able to do that.
I know.
Anybody else would go, well, okay, where do I show up for prison?
Yeah. I know.
Well,
of course, you would know that much. But
yes, that's what to owe that much in taxes means done quite well over the years and have the ability to.
Man.
You didn't finish your sentence. You just have the ability to, and you just left them hanging.
Make a lot of money, yeah.
Are you okay?
Yes.
You have a stroke or something?
No. No, I was just implied.
He had poison ivy on his ankle.
Oh, poison ivy could lead to a stroke.
Yeah.
I just read that.
Really?
And cancer. But don't worry about it. Yeah. How'd you get poison ivy?
Cutting the grass.
Don't you have a wife?
Yesterday, yes.
Don't you have a wife? Why wasn't she cutting the grass?
Well...
And it was hot.
She will
too,
from now
it?
On. Yes.
That's what I want to hear. She will from now on.
She knows how allergic I am, too. So.
Oh.
And she still allowed you to do it.
Yeah.
That's cruel.
I think I have a little bit on my arm.
That's cruel.
She said, it's only going to be in the mid-90s today. It's going to be 100 the rest of the week. You better get out there and do it today.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute.
I cut my grass this morning.
So, as much as it pains me to admit this, yesterday we forgot Sleepy Dusty Delta
Oh,
Day.
My goodness.
He didn't even wait.
Oh.
Now, I got an email, and I guess he probably peon emailed you, too. Not the group, you know, the band, but you also. And here's what he says. He said, tell Peon that I noticed there's a Louis Armstrong festival on August 11th and 12th at the Old Theater on Lockwood in Webster Grove, just across from the hardware store. Time to brush up on your Hello Dolly.
Oh.
He said.
Wow. A Louis Armstrong festival?
No, I never heard of such a thing.
No.
I wonder what all it entails.
I don't know. Yeah, what would that entail? It's a Louis Armstrong festival.
Yeah.
Now what? You go listen to a lot of recordings or
somebody
people,
play
people,
trumpet.
You know what? I bet it's people who get up and play who can. But you know what? I feel bad for anybody who's going to get up and do an impression because of the man sitting in this room.
Oh yeah.
And you folks better hope the peon doesn't decide. You know what? Angela, let's go down to the Louis Armstrong Festival, because if he gets up, the rest of you pack your bags, and I'm about to give you an example of what I'm talking about. What would you like to do? What line as Louis Armstrong? I know the Hello Dolly thing is...
right.
It's a Wonderful World. He does that, too.
I see trees of green.
Trees of green.
Skies of
blue.
Wait
a minute. Who knows that over there?
Do it, Dan. Do it.
I see skies of blue.
Yeah, it's terrible. Trees of green. I see trees of green, skies of blue. What's the next line?
Let me see if I can get a karaoke.
If you just do those two lines, I see trees of green, skies of blue.
For me and you.
For me and you. What's the line?
Not yet.
Oh, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me
and
you.
Now, here's what I'd like to do.
All of us try to do it?
No.
No?
I'm not about to.
No.
With you in the room, I would
hear
never.
Dan do it again.
No. He knows now that was a mistake. Louis Armstrong was a trumpet player. I think most people know that. We don't have a trumpet. You know what we do have? Harmonica.
Oh, yeah.
How about that first opening line of What a Wonderful World? As it would sound if Louis Armstrong did it accompanied...
Oh.
By the Monica Master. That's a name I've made
Monica
up.
Master.
It's one word, Monica Master.
I don't know if I want to be a Monica
Master.
That
sounds like Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good BJ. Yeah. So maybe that won't be it. With the
Harm Master?
No. The Harmonious. Give me a name. Starts with ST. This
Harmonistrosity.
Harmon Stravinsky. He's the Stravinsky of the harmonica. Harmonica Stravinsky himself.
Harmonica Stravinsky?
Yeah. That still sounds like Monica.
Yeah.
Oh, let's just go with Harmonica Master. And now, ladies and gentlemen, and if you're listening...
Give me a note, yeah.
That's it. If you're listening and you are considering going to this thing in Webster Groves, if these guys show up, I wouldn't go. At least just don't participate, be an observer. Here now, and I have to say this is not Louis Armstrong, otherwise people think it's a recording.
Right.
Louis Armstrong, as done by Eon the Peon, accompanied by the Harmonica Master of the United States, Dan Strauss. 3, 2, 3.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you.
Go ahead, and
I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's about all you can do, isn't it? It starts hurting.
Is there a throat surgeon in the audience? That would rip my throat out if I did that. And then he says in his email, it's from Craig, thank you, Craig, for this. He says, I also noticed that Ode to Billy Joe is on at 9 o'clock tonight on TCM. Robbie Benson stars in this 1973 effort based on Peon, your favorite song.
Oh, there was a, did you know there was a movie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I saw it a long time ago. Joe. I couldn't tell you if it's any
good.
So
it explains the story of the song, right?
Yeah, but you're going to hate the movie automatically.
Oh, I'm not going to watch it.
Of course you're not. You can't stand the song.
Oh, the movie is, if I remember correctly, was pretty bad.
Oh, it'd have to be.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you're an Ode to Billy Joe fan, and who isn't, 9 o'clock, TCM, Robbie Benson, Ode to Billy Joe.
Yeah, it's the whole story of Billy Joe and...
Billy Joe McAllister, and who else? Is there another
name? It's the girl.
But is there even another name mentioned in the song?
No.
Yeah.
But Billy Joe was in love with this girl, I think, right? And then that's... And
don't ask me.
Yeah, I think Billy Joe is in love with this girl, because I saw the movie a long time ago, and no one wanted Billy Joe. Billy Joe was like an outcast or something like that, and then he decided.
I think you're thinking of Billy Jack. We talked about him.
No, I know Billy Jack, but Billy Joe McAllister too was like that.
Does anybody have anything to say?
I do not today.
Ooh.
I don't. We kind of talked about Poison Ivy and everything.
No Burke segment. No Burke segment. So I'm gonna jump right in here with something I'd like to talk about. I did something Sunday morning that I probably, if you got out a book of etiquette, it would say, that's not a very nice thing to do. I had a breakfast with a really...
Rip one and pull the covers over your wife's head?
Oh, my.
I just said I was at breakfast somewhere.
Oh.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
That kind of stuff may go on KMOX, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't go over here. And it's just the two of us. It's the rat. It's my friend Ronnie the Rat. And
jeez.
That's right. You love him, Rat Boy. And so the waitress comes over and she gives us the check. And I said, I got this. He goes, no, I insist. He would not let me pay. Because I had given him some good cigars. So he said, no. So he paid, and then I asked her, I said, can I see the how much the tip he gave you? Make sure he took care of you. Make sure he's not being cheap. Oh, okay. So she showed it to me, and then I gave her another $5. Now, his tip was actually generous and like 20%. But I always do that. And I got to thinking about it, and I thought, you know, it was kind of rude. It's almost like you were saying, oh, you can give her enough money. So I called him this morning. I said, I got to tell you, I feel, and he was fine with it. He said, I didn't think about it. He said, I know you do that. He's been with me enough to know.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he knows all of your
quirks.
By now,
I'm a 20 to, I'm a 20 to, I hate to say this, it makes me sound like I'm trying to pat myself on the back, but I'm a 20 to 30% tipper. I have done 100%, but it was an unusual situation. So 20 to 30, usually. But I did that, which brings me to this, to the whole tipping thing. We've talked about this before. My boys are in the restaurant business. Their income is not dependent on tips, not for them personally, but their employees it is, with the exception of the kitchen people. But the people who wait tables, I don't know how many people realize that of their income, only about like 20-30% of it is from a meager base salary.
Isn't it like still like $4 an hour or something?
Oh yeah, it's minimal, but that's okay if you're in a place and you have the kind of clientele that aren't, you know, tightwads. But here's what the boys, and they tell me these stories that sometimes I just think, what's the matter with people? And here's an example. It's not uncommon at all for somebody to write on the check, something was cold, service sucked, and then they put a penny or something. Their way of saying, you don't deserve anything. But here's the one that gets me. And he said it's very common with when a group from a when a church group comes in. And Mennonites, they come in there. I've seen them in there, Amish people. And then just maybe a busload of Seventh-day Adventist or Pentecostal or whatever. it is more common than not, they will not tip. They leave prayer tracts, these Bible verses. Or some of them actually have little miniature Bibles, and that's what they leave. I got news for you people. These waitresses, and I say waitresses because they're more waitresses than waiters, they can't pay their bills on a prayer verse, and they can't feed their kids. And I'm a big thing about this. I'm really big on this.
Yeah, I'm the same way because I've had family in this, you know, restaurant.
And I was a busboy. I worked in a restaurant.
Yeah.
You schmucks that don't want a tip because a waitress might be having a bad day. How about this? Maybe she's having a bad day because maybe she's pregnant. Maybe she doesn't feel good. Maybe she's just lost her dad. Maybe her husband beats the hell out of her. Maybe she's raising two kids and has two jobs and barely gets by, and you're going to punish her because she might have an off day.
Or maybe she had to take a couple of extra tables on, too.
Because somebody else didn't show up.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Usually it's shorthanded or, a problem in the kitchen. You can't...
You got to take all that into consideration. And if you think that you are, I'll teach her. You're not teaching anybody anything except you're letting the world know that you're a jackass and you've never waited tables in your life. And if these people live on tips.
Yeah, and if something was wrong with the food... then that was the cook that probably did that. Then you call the manager over and talk to the manager about it.
Not take it out on the waitress.
Take it out on the waitress.
Or waiter. Yeah. But the prayer thing, fine, I got no problem with Bible verses. But you may be giving it to somebody who's of another religion, who is not religious. It's almost insulting. Don't do that. And I know that this is not going to make any difference, but I just have to. I feel better sometimes if I remind people, not everybody, just the guilty parties, that I don't know what the statement is you're trying to make. Do you actually think that any waitress or waiter, when you leave with your group, goes, oh, look what they did. Isn't this wonderful? Oh. They gave me John 3:16, and it's printed on this. No. They throw it in the trash, and they go, I'm never waiting on them
again. What a jerk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There was, I want to say, within the last couple of years, there was a story here where the server took a picture of the receipt and put it on the internet where it said, I give God 10%. Why do you think you deserve
20? Oh, my goodness.
And they put a zero on the tip line. And
Yeah, they... Any restaurant manager or owner should reserve the right the next time they come in to go, you know what, turn around and go back to your car. I remember what you did last time to my waiter, my waitress, my server. Get out of our restaurant. Don't come back. It's not going to kill your business to lose it. In fact, you'd be better off without those people. But go ahead.
Well, we did that yesterday. Yesterday, I talked about we went to Steak and Shake, and the service was, it's been really, really slow. And
let me interrupt you and say, when you finish this, we'll take a couple of these calls.
Yeah,
and phones ring. Go ahead.
And the girl that sat us actually waited on us too, because she was actually the hostess, just seating people. So she started waiting on some tables, and I asked her what was going on, and she said they only had two servers show up. So the whole restaurant was full, and she ended up helping. So we ended up and we gave her at least 30% tip. Both of us did, because.
It's a beautiful story.
It was just even though things were slow and people were getting up and leaving because they weren't getting waited on and that, but we ended up giving her a good tip because you could tell in their faces that they were flustered and they were just going crazy. And
yeah, I even tip on takeout when I get takeout somewhere because somebody still has to in the kitchen
make
put
sure
it
the
in
order's
the containers.
Right. Yep.
And then
it's not 20-30%.
No, I don't do 20. It's usually 10-15%. But right. Still, they have to go collect everything. So people say you shouldn't do that. Even I don't know what you're gonna do.
We got some business to do. We're gonna take a couple of calls here because all these phones are ringing. I think I know what this is about. I doubt that anybody's calling. Go, what's the matter with you? They don't deserve anymore. If the service is not good, fine. If that's what you want to call for. All the lines are lit. I don't even know why I'm giving the numbers, but here they are. For most cell phones, star KTRS. Other phones, 314-969 KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Let's start with whoever's been holding the longest here, and I think that's probably Bob. Bob, how are you?
Things are good for Bob.
Oh, it's Bob. Frank. It's Bob with 1-0.
It is.
Good to hear from you, Bob.
You know, that whole thing about leaving prayer cards just pisses me off.
Yeah.
But you should see how pissed off they get when you go to church and you put a prayer card in the offering form.
Hey, same thing. Same
when
thing.
When that guy comes on Sunday mornings asking for prayer, hey, I'm just going to send you a prayer. I'm not gonna, you don't need any money.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to play that side of the stick.
That's a great idea.
About the tipping thing, I go to Korea pretty often, and there's no tipping over there. It's just not it's not something they do.
I didn't know
that. And there's no tax either, so what your bill is what your bill is, you know. And what I've started doing is carrying around $5 bills with me, and when I get up, I just go over to the waitress, and I give her the money, and they're always confused. They don't know what it's for. And then they get real happy. Yeah. They're just like, wow, they just light up. So, anyway, that's kind of a fun thing to do.
How often do you go to Korea?
About once a year.
For business?
Well, it's my wife's business. I mean, you know.
His wife?
Is your wife Korean?
My wife is Korean, yeah.
Really?
She just became
South.
Didn't she just become a citizen not too terribly long ago, right?
Right. Back in February, she
isn't that a weird expression he just used? Not too terribly long ago. What's terrible about it being not long ago?
I don't know.
I mean, a lot of people use it. I'm not, you know, criticizing. I just think it's, I just pick on weird things like that.
I channeled my inner John Carney.
Did you?
Yeah.
Your wife became a citizen not too terribly long ago.
I don't think that sounds like it at all. Bob, it's always a pleasure to hear from you, Bob.
Well, I had something else, too, but you interrupted me, and I don't remember what it was.
I probably did.
Like
No, that's not like me at all.
Another thing about the waiters over in Korea is all the tables, and this is every restaurant, they have a little button on it. The waiter never comes over your table, ever, until you press the button. And a little bell goes off, and they're over there in about 4 or 5 seconds. Like, what do you want? I mean, service is terrific. I've never had better service.
How about the food?
Because I'm not, no tipping. But
I'm not familiar with Korean food. How about the food?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Really?
I mean, it's... Oh, yeah. The strangest thing I had over there were cow intestines. That was the strangest thing I had.
Oh, I love cow. I think we all like cow intestines.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's not strange about that.
Cooked right.
It's just a... just a lot of really seasoned things, you know, a lot of...
if I had cow intestines, they'd have to be really seasoned.
Yeah.
A lot for me to eat that. I talked to somebody last night.
I love Korean food. That's the reason I married my wife.
Oh, okay. I was talking to somebody last night. We had dinner with some friends, and he was telling me they were... I forgot where he says they were. I can't remember, but he was eating something that... It was really good, and he had asked the waiter, what kind of steak is this? And he said, it's cow tongue. And he said, up until that point, he was really enjoying it. And once they told him what it was, he just got pushed the plate.
It's amazing how your brain can do that. It just
once you
flips
know,
a switch.
Yeah. Well, Bob, it's been too long.
Well, I had a little dog over there. I mean, it was, you know.
He
probably
did.
The best dog I ever had.
Oh, man.
It's a dog-eating joke.
Oh.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. All right.
Always a pleasure. Bob with 1-0, and I hope he never changes that and adds another O, because then he'd be boob, but that would just be weird. Let me talk to John. We'll take a break. Hello, John.
Yeah. AM and PM.
Yeah. Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
I got a friend. She's a nurse, but going out, she used to, you know, before she was a nurse, she was waitress and stuff, but she never tips more than 10%.
And she was a waitress.
And she was a waitress, and I got another friend.
Well, wait a minute. Why does she not tip more than that if she actually used to do that?
She says 10%, that's it. That's all she's going to give. No more, no less.
I'm sorry. Wow. I think that's stingy.
There's another friend, and, you know, he was making about $11 an hour. But if when he ever goes out and the bill goes, the tip would be more than $11, he wouldn't go over that because his philosophy was, I only make $11 an hour. These waiters are working with 4 different people in my hour. They're making a lot more than I am on tips. So he wouldn't do anything more than what he gets paid an hour.
Well, $11 is a pretty big tip.
But well, you don't. You, know, if you have to tip bill, out. Not if bar, it's a, you know, well, you have to tip out busboys. You have to tip out bartenders if they're.
If
drinks,
you're with a group so, and your tab is $100, $11 is 11%. I don't even have a calculator. And I John, thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, one more, and then we'll break. I promise. Julie, you're up. How are you?
Oh, you pressed the wrong button.
I did. Well, shoot. Hang on a minute. Let's do this. Julie, how are you, Julie?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. What can we do for you?
Well, you know what? Maybe I sound kind of like a hard nose, but you were talking about the waitress and, you know, maybe she's having a bad day, whatever. I'm a real customer service kind of stickler. And my husband says the same thing. And it's like if we don't get good service or they're not social, they're not friendly, or they seem to be put out. I mean, I complain and he says, you know, well, maybe she's having a bad day. I don't care what kind of day she's having. She's in a customer service business and she needs to be customer service friendly.
And I agree with you, but what if while during her shift, you know, if you wake up and you don't feel well, you shouldn't go to work. But what if while during her shift, she got a call and they said, your cousin just called and said, when you get a break, please call him. Your aunt passed away. Your grandmother passed away. Now she's got to go on and continue to work and her mind's not going to be straight. And I agree and I disagree. I think some rudeness is one thing. That's,
I agree with you.
That is not, I don't care what kind of day you're having. Don't be rude to me. All right. But if you're just not really with it or you forgot silverware, you just might be having an off day. I'm not going to punish somebody for that. Now, I am the person who will say and ask my wife. I've done it 100 times. I'll go, is everything okay? Are you okay? And they'll go, yeah, why? And I'll go, because you seem like you're in a bad mood. I've done that dozens of times.
Frank, I've done it too. I've asked people, I'm sorry, this seems to be a little too much trouble for you. Is there somebody else that can help me?
And guess what? Usually, they snap out of it.
You betcha they do.
but there's so many people who never speak up. And I'm not talking about being one of those people who complains about everything. I'm just saying if you never speak. Look, I went 2 days ago through a drive-thru, and there was nothing wrong with the speaker. The speaker was fine, but the person, and I said, first of all, I didn't understand a word you said, okay? I said, I'm assuming you asked if you could help me. I said, all right, here's what I need. Read it back to me. And all of a sudden, it magically kind of cleared up, and they knew how to talk. But if they get away with it, they'll do it. So
Right. And you know what? It's always nice to tell people they're doing a great job.
Oh, and I'm the king of that. I'm the king of asking them the boss's name, number, or email address, and I will call their boss or email them and go, you got a gem here. Hang on to
this
person.
That's awesome.
I did that one time. I asked the waitress, and she was tremendous. And I asked her, I said, could you ask the manager to come over? And she said, yeah, is anything wrong? I said, no, I just want to talk to the manager. And he came over, and he had that scared look on his face, like, oh, no, what's going on? And I said, I just wanted to let you know that she is an awesome waitress and was just tremendous. And he goes, oh, man, we never get that.
No, and is that something? Is that sad they have to say that? Well, we never hear that.
Yeah.
Right. They only hear the bad stuff. They never hear the good stuff. So it's always good to tell the good stuff that happens to you, too. So.
Julie, I appreciate the call.
Hey, no problem. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Everybody's in a good mood today, even though it is 180 degrees. We have a car dealer that sponsors and supports the show, and only one. And it's Johnny Londoff. And when you get a dealership that's this loyal and this supportive, and you get this much good feedback from customers, you maybe only need one. And I would never speak for a dealership that this has happened a couple of times where car dealers were calling, going, hey, well, Frank, I'm interested in you speaking for us. Well, first of all, if you're a Ford dealer, another Chevy dealer, GMC dealer, Dodge dealer, I can't. Sorry, it's over. But let's say it's something that questionable whether or not that business would be cutting into. In other words, I'm competing with myself. And I've called him a couple of times and said, well, how do you feel about this? Would that bother you? And he said, truthfully, yeah, it's kind of what I said. Then we're done. Then I'll tell him we can't do it. Because somebody gave, well, what if it's it's a Toyota and he sells Chevy. Well, what if they make vehicles that are several that are in the same price range as some of the Chevys? I'm not going to sell. You can't serve two masters. I just made that up. Oh. I'm not going to sell against myself. So we're thrilled and happy and grateful to have a dealership on here that's not wishy-washy, that doesn't come on there and then leave after 3 months because, well, the first 2 months was a big spike and then we had a dip. We're gone. Good. Go. We don't have to worry about that. And if you're an advertiser, if you're out there and you have a business, I'm going to give you one phone call to make. If you want to know whether or not this works, you call him. You call John Londo. Been on for 13 years. If your reaction to that is, well, but he sells cars. I don't sell cars, and everybody needs a car. Well, here's the downside to that. Yeah, they do. And for that reason, he has far more competition than you have with your business. There's a car dealer, like a dentist, on every corner.
You're right.
Like it used to be.
Yeah.
So when I talk to advertisers or people who are interested, but they have a lot of questions, I try to give them, steer them as much as I can in the right direction and let them know that nothing, it's very rare that anything just takes off and works immediately. It took, and he told me this, it took John Londoff one year before paying to be on this show, before he even broke even. He lost money for the first year, and then something happened. I don't know what it was. He doesn't know what it was, but I think I got a pretty good idea. It's familiarity. It's getting to know him, hearing him enough, hearing about him enough, maybe asking other people who'd bought there, and then it sank in.
And John would probably say it's his humor.
Of course he would.
Yes.
It's him.
Yeah.
Well, if I went on there, and I'm blowing the duck call, and that was always, it wouldn't be as effective. Okay. Yeah, you're right. But the truth is, how many car dealers actually let you kind of get to know them? Not very many. Not very many. So we're grateful. And I'm grateful for all the people I get to speak for. I'm a little disappointed sometimes when people come and they leave too fast because they'll never know what was around the corner, what was going to happen. Once you hit that, whatever that is, where it just, boy, now it's working, and now it's got to be a great ride for everybody. So you know where they are. Washington Elizabeth Exit Vault, Interstate 270 up in North County. The name is Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. He's the junior. His dad was senior. He founded and started the place. He's a Marine, a good businessman, knew how to treat people, very charitable, and I think a lot of that, I made up another expression, and I was surprised how it caught on with people. I just said one time, just off the cuff, well, sometimes the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And next thing you know, I hear other people.
Wow.
Yeah. I should have patented this stuff. In this case, it didn't, and that's a good thing. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, SUV, crossover, isn't it funny how when I was a kid, we had two names, car and truck.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Now it's car, SUV, isn't there like a PUV or a P something?
Yeah, something.
There's crossover, there's hybrid, there's a crew cab.
Sedan, coupe,
blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever it is, new Chevy or pre-owned something else, would you please help us continue to be here and do what we're doing because we'd like to do it for a while. And that's only going to happen if you give them a shot at your business. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, 24/7, Londoff.com.
Meet me.
All right, we're going to get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
It's kind of a mess out there, Dan. Here's what we've got. We have an accident at Green Park and Lime Ferry. We have a stalled tractor trailer on westbound Highway 40. It is just after or just before Clayton Warson blocking that right lane, and traffic is a solid jam right now, almost all the way back to Kings Highway. You've got an accident on southbound Highway 270 before Manchester. It's on the right shoulder, but you do have traffic backing up to about the Clayton Road overpass. Then you have Mexico Road is shut down a little bit west of Spencer due to a serious motorcycle accident. Westbound Manchester at Old State Road, it is shut down. A dump truck dumped its load. Highway 109 at Rankin, you've got an accident that's causing major delays in both directions, and just came over an accident on westbound 255 before Highway 55. This traffic report is brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. Right now at participating Burger King restaurants, you can get two Chris Honwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price and participation vary. Restrictions apply. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Come out of the dark. Grab your phone and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And, of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line. Your connection to us and our connection to you on the Big 550 KTRS.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies, is the man in your life not as energetic or exciting as the guy you fell in love with? Well, it's not his fault. Once a man hits 45, his body has less free testosterone, which can make it a lot harder for him to stay in shape. That's why we want to give your guy a complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix can help boost his free testosterone levels with Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help him feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate, too. So if you want to help the guy in your life feel like the man he used to be, just text 42424 and enter the word MUCH, and we'll give him a complimentary bottle. Award-winning Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle from Nugenix. Text 42424 and enter MUCH. Again, text 42424 and enter M-U-C-H.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of an affordable hearing solution called MD Hearing Aid. MD Hearing Aid is rigorously tested by audiologists, doctor designed, and FDA registered. The MD Hearing Aid delivers excellent hearing improvement while saving you more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid. And you can try it for 45 days risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee by calling 1-800-300-9917. MD Hearing Aid is a medical-grade hearing aid that's so discreet, people may not even notice when you're wearing it. MD Hearing Aid lets you hear what you've been missing without the hassle of doctor's visits and expensive and time-consuming fitting appointments. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give yourself this life-changing in-home trial. Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days with a 100% money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-300-9917. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-300-9917.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the taxpayer hotline today at 1-800-442-4840. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone. 1-800-442-4840. You'll speak with qualified professionals who will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. And they'll deal directly with the IRS on your behalf so you don't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or are already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. New IRS settlement policies have opened the doors for a fresh start. But hurry, this won't last forever, and your tax problem will only get worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It makes a big difference in who you call. So call the taxpayer hotline today for free information. 1-800-442-4840. 1-800-442-4840.
Looking for that great family restaurant on the hill with some great Italian food? Look no further. Mama's on the Hill. Lance and Andra continue that tradition on the hill of family style restaurants. Great for catering either off-site or on-site. They have a great banquet right there. Mama's on the Hill. Book your graduation party or any special event. Mama's on the Hill at the corner of Edwards and Bischoff. And yes, that's where toasted ravioli was invented. Go in and hear the story and get great food. Mama's on the Hill or mamasonthehill.com.
Hello, it's Jennifer Blome from my good friends at Saliga Shoes on Manchester Road in Brentwood. Saliga Shoes is a family-run business selling shoes designed for both comfort and style. They have shoes for all ages, all occupations, and all lifestyles. John Saliga, his wife, their son, their entire staff treat customers like part of the family. Please go see my friends at Saliga Shoes on Brentwood. It's just north of Manchester Road. Call them today, 314-961-0110. Hi, it's Jennifer Blome to tell you about a hidden gem in the jewelry world, Timekeepers. Timekeepers is a quaint family store featuring three generations of buying, selling, appraising, and repair of fine jewelry, timepieces, and rare collectibles. Timekeepers are located in the heart of Clayton and in West County on Olive. You can browse through their many one-of-a-kind jewelry items, music boxes, unique watches, and more. For hours and directions, go to timekeepersclayton.com or timekeepersstl.com.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfectly beautiful.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, it looks like they have reopened Mexico Road out west of Spencer, so things are starting to move a little bit better there. If you're traveling eastbound Highway 270, stop and go east of McDonald through Washington Elizabeth. Southbound 270 is jamming up from Olive down through Manchester, where they're working with an accident off on the right shoulder. You have that dump truck that dumped its load on westbound Highway or westbound Manchester, and that is out at Old State Road, and traffic is backed up east of Clarkson. We have westbound 40 is still blocking the right lane with that tractor trailer stall, and traffic is jammed right now at Kings Highway. And eastbound Highway 40, you're running slow from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report is brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. Right now at participating Burger King restaurants, you can get two croissant-wich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price and participation vary. Restrictions apply. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS
What was that sandwich?
Croissant-wich.
Croissant-wich?
A croissant-wich.
Oh, that's
croissant
what it's called?
And a sandwich.
Oh.
Sounds pretty fancy.
Oh, croissant-wich.
Yeah. You know,
and you get two for $4.
You know that you are in your 61st year of life.
You get off my back.
You want to hear a great quick joke that you just
sure I always want to hear a joke.
Bonus show. The gal is in bed with a woman, and they're getting it on, and he says you don't have any boobs, you really have no bust line, and you don't even have any nipples. She says, "Will you get off my back?" Tim, I appreciate
that's
it.
Quick thinking.
Yeah, right. Well, everything anybody says reminds me of a joke. Almost anything you can say reminds me of a joke. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay,
thank you. There he goes, the best traffic reporter on this station, Tim, at this time of day, Tim Weiland. Gateway Lock and Security, let's talk about these people. Let's talk about the fact that there are lots of people that people like me can do commercials for. But I take great pride in the fact that I won't do them for, let's put it this way, in my life doing this, I have said no to more companies than I've said yes to. It's cost me a fortune, but it really hasn't. Because unlike most people who do this, who will speak for anybody, throw a couple of bucks at them, sure, they'll do it. I'll tell everybody I lost weight. I didn't really lose weight, but they won't know the difference. I've never done that. I won't do that. And I'm real proud to be associated with Derek Nagel and his son, Sean, and Derek's wife, Judy. These are really decent people. They're very patriotic people, and I think that's important. I think lots of things are important. I think honesty is important. The sad thing is, you don't know when somebody says, we treat you right, and we make customers come first. Really? And everybody says this stuff. And they're in kind of a tough business because people don't tend to put to make security and safety for their family or their business a real priority until something horrible happens. You know, it's like, oh, man, I remember a listener called me. This is a couple of years ago, and said, oh, look, I'm going to go Pistols Plus. Will you help me out? What kind of gun should I look for? Somebody had broken in their house, and they came real close to getting killed by these guys in their own home. Okay, now they want a handgun, and now they want a security. How about now? How about surveillance cameras now? How about that? How about the prevention? How much is that worth? I think it ought to be worth quite a bit. Now, the other thing they do, and they're doing a lot of this, is proximity cards and keyless entry systems. Our garage here, that's a proximity card. You roll down the window and you hold the card, within 6 inches of it. Dan, show them a third of 6 inches.
There you go.
All right, that three times that distance, and beep, you hear a little beep and the gate opens. That's proximity. Keyless entry, you know what that is. You don't need a key. We may be looking at a time in the very near future when there's no key for anything, but if you need all the systems rekeyed, if you need keyless entry, proximity cards, Gateway Lock and Security does that stuff. Just all I would like for you to do is look at their website, and then you decide, well, yeah, I'd like to feel safe, or I don't care anything about feeling safe. I'll just roll the dice and hope that I'm lucky and that we're never victims or targets. Gateway Lock and Security, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Now, a little bit of a dilemma, not for me, would be for most people. I just did a commercial. Now I have like 2 minutes to do another one that I need to get in before 4 o'clock. Mm. Now, a lot of people would resign. They turn in their resignation.
And they say, well, no, I can't do that.
I can't do that.
I can't do it.
Thank you, Pian. That's a very good impression of many radio people who can't take the pressure. Now, I made up an expression. If you can't take the pressure, you shouldn't be in the radio business. I made that up, but it never caught on because most people are in the radio business. So I'm just going to go on and tell you about Ballast Dental Care, and I can do this. This is the easiest thing maybe that I have to talk about because it is the company, the advertiser, the service that I have personally gone to longer than any other. 44 years at Ballast Dental Care. I don't know how many dentists there are in St. Louis. What do you think? 1,000? Yeah. I'll bet you there's 600-800 dentists.
Well, not as many.
Well, they used to be on every corner.
Yeah.
Used to be like millions, but now there's only 600.
Well, let's say it's 500, 400, whatever. Some are good, some are bad, some are in between. I don't know about those, and I don't care, because when you find something that is perfect, that you think is perfect, you like the way they treat you, you like the fact that their equipment is up-to-date, modern, state-of-the-art.
They have a good chairside manner.
Chairside manner, that's exactly right. You can't say, if they got bedside manner, you got yourself a sick, a kinky dentist. Lie down here. Let me take a look at those teeth. But I have never wanted to go anywhere else. So let me just say this to those of you who are embarrassed about your teeth, the way they look, embarrassed about you, yourself, the fact that you have dunced around and put this off so long. Knock it off. Don't be embarrassed. You're going to be a lot more embarrassed when you go in and go, okay, let's make an appointment and rip all my teeth out. And you're going to have false teeth or implants or any of that stuff. Look, it's like anything else. Let's just get on with it. Get on with it. Make an appointment. You will be so glad you did this. The only thing you're going to be upset about is that you didn't do this a long time before now, sooner. Ballast Dental Care, 44 years. I know a lot about this place. It is a terrific dental clinic. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. I guess it could have been called Ballast Clayton Dental Care, but it's Ballast Dental Care. BallastDentalCare.com. Coming up, Maximilian Foisy. I can't wait to see what movies he says.